And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, going back to the illustration of the two women. And by the way, God does not look down on women. One is from Mount Sinai, which represents the law. The other is from the heavenly Jerusalem. That reference point is Revelation 21:2. The difference is that God compares one offspring to bondage and the other offspring to freedom. Then God connects the heavenly offspring to the fulfillment of prophecy. Hey, this is all I really want to tell you about this. Ready? You are the fulfillment of prophecy. Ooh. Next, here it is. Laugh, joke, or try to ignore it, but the reality is that those who seek to be led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Those people are persecuted by those who know nothing of God. The truth is that those who are legalistic extremely dislike those who are seeking to walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they have no clue as to what that even means. And finally, the closure of this theology is simple. We are accepted to God because of our faith. That is why we are connected to Abraham. It is by his faith that he was accepted by God. It is through Jesus Christ and Jesus' redeeming work that we are made acceptable to God, and we receive that by faith.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Now, we don't think anything will happen, but you can do it. 972. By that, we mean we don't think you'll get a shock. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person, which for me is Noelle, my wife, and the cheat meal is anything that's not on a diet.
Right. Pizza, burgers, tacos,
anything,
you name it.
Anything. Yep. There's gotta be one meal a week where you go, I don't care.
Yep.
It's like Thanksgiving, people. Here, let me explain you Thanksgiving. Forget the family fighting thing. The thing is, on Thanksgiving, somehow, by the grace of God, all calories work in reverse. So the more you eat, the more weight you lose. Like that one? That's a good one. That's not true, but that's a good one anyway, nonetheless. Okay, here's the bottom line to everything. You might have a prayer request. Hey, that's cool. Bring it. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's pray about it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Let's surrender it. Maybe you've got a praise report. That's phenomenal. It's very clear in Psalm 40 that those who, when the Lord puts their feet upon a rock and a new song in their heart, and other people people, other people, hear it, that they trust in God. I just think that's so cool. That's the power of a praise report, which is why we should all be involved in praise reports, that the redeemed of the Lord say so. So it's a prayer request, a praise report. It could be anything going on. You could have something you want to talk about. It's not a kvetch fest. I know there's a lot of yucky stuff out there. But, you know, every once in a while for an hour, hour and a half out of your day, maybe smiling or being encouraged or even being challenged without having somebody throw a dart at your head, maybe that's good too. That's the whole premise. Oh, we also do this thing called, what do you do it? Bible trivia. Which angel spoke to Zechariah in the New Testament? Which angel spoke to Zechariah in the New Testament? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, so you know there's not a ton of angels that are named in the New Testament, so this can't be that hard, right? Which one spoke to Zechariah? It would be the same one that spoke to Mary. That's something to consider right there. If you want to reach out to us, please do so. We think that's phenomenal. Either by phone, 972-445-0770, text 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we are going to do our DNA. And the reason we're going to do DNA is because we need to. So D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day, spend some time. My day today was like, Then I jumped into the Word. Oh, my goodness. It was one of the best times I've ever had in the Word. I had 16 notations in 5 verses. I'm going to probably do an expository teach on this. It's just incredible. Okay? But then I spent time in prayer, and then it was like, you know, I hope the show goes well, but my day is made because I spent time with God. That's the key. Draw closer to the Lord daily. That's the D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never be ashamed. I don't know if you heard what's going on in Canada, but now you have to register your podcasts to have a podcast in Canada so they can review your content. That's right next door, people. That's getting a little close, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is getting free speech. It's free speech as long as speech they like. Anyway, so never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, no matter what, because all they can do is make it miserable now. They can't make it miserable for eternity. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which becomes an issue for some of us when, and I do this too, so don't get weird. You know, you get so focused on the things you're dealing with, so focused on your immediate family that you don't open up your brain to the reality that other people need help, they need encouragement, they need prayer, they need to be blessed. I called somebody I hadn't talked to for a couple weeks yesterday. Just they were on my mind, just touching base with them, just catching up with them. That blesses them because other people care. If we do that, I wish I did it more, but if we do that on a regular basis, we are doing better than if we are just so focused on ourselves that all we can see is our situations. Just got to get past that. That's not the height of maturity in the Christian faith. I think that's fair to say. Okay? All right. That's our DNA. Excellent job, Jacob. Jacob's really stepping up. Just stepping up to the plate, dude.
Thank you.
Very, very happy with that. Okay. And then, Peter, I talked to Don the other day. Don't stop praying for D. He's our buddy. We love him. Keep praying for him and Chris and everybody else that's been a blessing to you. But we're loving where Jacob is going. He's doing a great job. So let's go back to the trivia question, then into the teaching, because it's pretty interesting. Here's the trivia question. Which angel spoke to Zechariah? Same one that spoke to Mary. I should tell you something. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are in Galatians. Oh, wait, somebody's calling in. So we're in Galatians, but we're in the hold. Dave has to stall. It's radio. We don't like dead air moment. That's what we call that. We just keep things going. Anyway, we are in Galatians. We're going to be talking about some pretty amazing things and some amazing things about mothership, which I think is quite fascinating. Somebody is ready to jump on in, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Good afternoon, David. This is JD.
Hey, JD. How are you?
I am doing better than I deserve. Thank you very much.
That is a great statement right there. Better than we deserve.
Oh, yeah.
You are right, sir. That is phenomenal. Excellent, excellent statement. There's not a one of us that is entitled to be blessed the way we are blessed. That's excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. Which angel spoke to Zechariah?
I can think of only two angels, or archangels. One would be Michael, but I believe he was more of a warrior angel, and Gabriel was more of a messenger angel. So I'd say Gabriel.
That is correct, Amundo! Chief Messenger Gabriel at your service. That is exactly right. Excellent job. He spoke to Zechariah. He spoke to Mary. The biggest difference on those two, and we talk about it quite a bit, is when Zechariah heard it, he said, "How do I know you're really from the Lord? How do I know this is true?" And when Mary asked, she said, "How are you going to do that?" You know, it's like such a different spirit asking that same response. It's like one was believing it, but going, "How do you do that? That's amazing." And Zechariah's like, "I don't know." That's the big difference. Excellent job, bro. Excellent, excellent work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a
blessed day, and I'm going to keep listening to
all
you.
All right. Thank you, brother. You too have a blessed day,
thank
okay?
You,
all right. Bye-bye. All right, here we go. Into the text we go. Are we having fun yet today? Today is rolling by, right? Dave's voice feels better. It's a better day for everybody. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Right. You know what my mom used to say? I know you guys know this one. If mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. She even had that sticker on her refrigerator. Okay, let's go back to this. Here we are at verse 24 of Galatians chapter 4. Now, keep in mind, when we get to Galatians 5 and 6, the pace picks up quite a bit, and there's a lot to cover because we're going to be covering the fruits of the Spirit as well as the manifestations of the flesh, and I'm sure you're all going to love that part. Anyway, in the meantime, let's just enjoy this last little bit in Galatians chapter 4. And here's what it says in 4:24. Now, these two women serve as an illustration of God's two covenants. Hagar, the slave wife, represents Mount Sinai, where people first became enslaved to the law. And now Jerusalem, just like Mount Sinai in Arabia, because she and her children live in slavery. But Sarah, the free woman, represents the heavenly Jerusalem, and she is our mother. That is what Isaiah meant when he said, "Rejoice, O childless women, break forth into a loud and joyful song, even though you never gave birth to a child, for the woman who could bear no children has more than all the other women." Now just stop right there. You've got to go, what does that even mean? It's like, she has no kids? She has more kids? What are you talking about? So let's go through this real quickly, okay? I want you to imagine somebody saying, "You have no children, but in reality, you have more children than other people." Okay, so it's not a joke. There are thousands of women who never give birth and are 10,000 times better mothers to other people who have. They're just 10 times better moms. I mean, even the ones that haven't given birth. Why? It's not to diminish childbirthing. It's just to understand that the principle of a mother, how it appears to God, in God's mind, it has several fashions. And here, without her even understanding, you know, the fullness of it, here you have a woman who is just like, you know, having more children than she could ever birth. How can that even be? Because there's a difference between a physical and a spiritual mom. And spiritual moms are at the core of the church. It's a now, it's not the foundation. It's not the foundation, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone and the teachings of the apostles and the prophets. But they are nonetheless essential for church to live and to grow and to develop. It's not an accident that Jesus had his 12 plus a group of very close women. And it gets a little irritating when people argue against women being in some type of Bible study, which is contrary to Scripture, since the Bible says older women teach the younger women. So that's just dumb. And then the other part about that is understanding the value that God has. This element of womanhood is phenomenal. And people who have a hard time with it, I was thinking about this the other day. I know this is going to just, I'm going off track, but just bear with me, okay? Noelle works more hours than I do. And she works a lousier job than I do. Just to be honest, it's like, I work for the ministry, she works for a corporation. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't argue that, right? So you know what I do? I do as much of the domestic chores as I can because I know she's putting in 50, 55, or 60 hours, and I'm not putting that in physical labor. I put that in mental, well, maybe not fully that much. But so I do as much as I can. Do you know there's a whole group of Christians who think that that's wrong to help? And do you know why that's so bizarre? Because do you know who washed the feet of people when they came in from a journey? The women did. And you know what Jesus did? He washed the feet of his disciples. So for everybody who's having that hard element or the hard connect, stop being so prideful and recognize how awesome God made the system. The system is to help and to bless and to encourage one another, and you are either from the womanhood of slavery or the womanhood of freedom. But one way or another, because remember, Eve, the mother of all living, one way or another, you owe your life to women. Just keep that in mind as well for those that are so arrogant they don't understand. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my privilege in my past. I've been a Christian for a short time, only about 40 years. But when I was in my first year, I had a chance to meet James Robeson, who had a chance to pray for my brother and myself. Very helpful at a very needful time as we were fighting our way out of a Christian cult. And he prayed for clarity. And it was just a pastor's gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. And I have the privilege again of interviewing one of what I consider to be one of the great men of God who are still with us on this planet. And I just want to give a wholehearted welcome and open door and open heart to James Robeson. Thank you, sir, for being a part of our show and a part of our audience.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to join with you, and I'm grateful that praying together was meaningful to you and a very important part and point in your life. So just joy to be with you and your listeners. Now, David, can I just download what I believe is the heart of our Heavenly Father to your listeners for a few minutes?
Yes, please, by all means.
When I spoke to the leaders before the election, and I talked about the need, this is in Washington, there were nearly 2,000 pastors and church leaders there. And I said, I'm telling you, there are people right now who are being captivated by the Jesus they see in some of our lives. And I said, listen to me. We have a fatherless nation, desperately in need of a father. If we, as believers, as Christians, who have the perfect Father, if we would show people clearly what the family of the perfect Father looks like, I believe the fatherless would run to the father and the father's house. And I believe that. I said that to the President of the United States. I said, sir, your children say you're a good father. Eric Trump happened to be sitting by me when I first said that. Eric said, he's a great father. I said, well, he may be, but that doesn't mean he's flawless. I do believe that we need a father, and I believe we can pray and God can raise up people that have a father's heart. And so I began to emphasize the church revealing what the Father's like. Now listen to me. We as believers comprise the body of Christ, the body of born-again, baptized into Christ believers who are born from above. We have a perfect Heavenly Father who reveals His will. He's not willing that any should perish. He said, you call on me, and I'll heal your land. Now listen to me. Christian believers, we're not looking for a champion. We've got one. He's the only one that rides the white horse. We're not looking for a king. We have a king. the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's Jesus. He holds kings in his hand. Our King, our Shepherd, our Father said, come to me as my family, and you ask me to heal your land in desperate need of healing. You come in humility. You come knowing I'm the only one that can heal, and I can use imperfect vessels to accomplish my perfect will. I always have. I always will.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. You have to love Texas. I mean, Texas is so cool, right? We are coming on 6 years for us. And you know what they say? And I do appreciate this. You know, I wasn't born in Texas, but I wish I was. I like that. That's good, right?
Do you feel like you were born in Texas?
I really wish I can't even imagine right now being anywhere else. I just can't imagine. Now, it doesn't mean it wouldn't change or anything, but I'm just saying, I love it here. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Great state. Great people. I mean, I love driving in the neighborhood and somebody waves at you. It's like so nice, right? In California, they wave at you, but they're only using one finger. All right, anyway, so just move on.
That's a good one.
Thanks. Here we go. Like that one. Here we go. Here's our trivia question for those who are looking for a trivia question. Now, I'm warning you, you got to think about this one. All right, here we go. The book of Matthew, okay, presents how many Beatitudes? How many Beatitudes are in the book of Matthew, okay? Beatitudes. Now, what did I say? It's a Beatitudes. What's a Beatitude? It's an attitude to be, okay? How many Beatitudes? Is it 40, is it 9, or is it 16? How many Beatitudes? Now, I've had this conversation, and I actually think it might have been with Stephen. I have to think about it. But there's an argument about one or two of them. Let's just focus in. What's it's closest to? 40, 9, or 16? Which of those three? There you go. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So you can call us. Now, if we come up to a different conclusion, because I know there's an issue on one statement on whether it was a beatitude or not, that's fine. But are we in the ballparking process? Are we looking at 40? Are we looking at 9? Or are we looking at 16? Now, these are the Beatitudes. Blessed is, blessed is, blessed is. So all you got to do is go, and this is the Matthew presentation. So go to Matthew and look at the Beatitudes, and then you'll see how many there are. And you can affirm it. 972-445-0770. Also text 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. And now I have some jokes. And now I'm doing these. Just saying that. Okay, I have four jokes. They're all very, very short. The first two... are not great, but the third and fourth one are genius, okay? So I'm going to need Jacob. The first two, figure it out. The third one, you got to really listen to me because you won't get it if you don't hear it on the third one. Okay, all right, here's the first one. Why were they called the Dark Ages back in the Dark Ages? Why were they called the Dark Ages in the Back Ages, in the Dark Ages? Because there was a lot of knights. K-N-I-G-H-T-S. Yeah, I don't blame you there. How does NASA organize a party? How does NASA organize a party? They plan it. Plan it?
You're killing me, Smalls.
I don't blame you here. This joke I think is brilliant. And this is the one you got to watch because this is the one. Ready? Do you want to hear two short jokes and a long joke? Okay. Joke. Joke. Joke.
That last one was your worst one out of the three.
Okay. No, wait. Isn't that funny? Two short jokes. Joke, joke, joke. Okay, here. This one's the best.
I told this to Noelle, and she threw something at me. All right, here we go. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? They have the same middle name. That's come on. Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh, they have the same middle name. Okay. That is funny. I don't care what you say. The book of Matthew presents how many Beatitudes? 40, 9, or 16? If you think you know, 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483 is the text, and then david@hemusincrease.org. is the email. We're going to do the shorter version on this teaching, and there's a specific reason why, and that's because the second two teachings are much longer and more in depth. So I want to pick it right back up at basically we're going to pick it up at verse 28. Okay, ready? Verse 28. That's really the only one I'm looking at for a second. And it says this, and you. See, when you're reading in scripture and it says and you, do you know who that is? That's you. Okay, see how that works? And you, dear brothers and sisters, who? Brothers and sisters, are children of the promise, just like Isaac. So for all of the up and downs that we do go through, and all of the challenges, and by the way, if you will, we're going to do Genesis, and you will find out there's a great many challenges throughout the lifetime of the patriarchs, not the least of which is Jacob working 20 years for two wives and for money. I'm just saying, or for cattle. I'm just saying, it's just amazing for all the ups and downs. Here's the things you and I need to remember, okay? The promise that God has given Abraham, and the promise that he has given Isaac and Jacob, and the promise that he has given the people who have hearts that are towards him, is that God has a land that is far superior, that will be far more of a blessing than any prior land has ever been. Now, some people say, well, that's going to probably be in the millennium. Some people say, well, that'll be in eternity. I don't care. How could you possibly care? I want the land. I don't care. I was like, what do you mean? We're going to be in a better place whose city and builder and maker is God. So it won't have corruption. It won't have yuck. It won't have lousy sewer systems. It won't have any of that stuff. And we are the children of the promise, just like Isaac. So God makes a promise to Abraham, and Isaac is part of that fulfillment of that promise, and we are connected to that. You are connected to that. I understand that the rabbinical teachings are like, oh, well, it's always, you know, the true Jewish people come through the mother. I understand they teach that from tradition, but the Bible's very clear about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the wife line. And it's just like, biblically, this is incorrect. And you are a child of the promise. And what does that promise in detail? And I'm just going to say this, or entail, sorry. What does that promise entail? And I'm just going to say this real quickly before we exit. Every situation that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were in, as part of the promise that God made to Abraham that also came through on Isaac and Jacob, every situation they were in, God was with them in every circumstance. You want to talk about a promise? Think about this. The promise that you have from God is the promise that God gave to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. And he never forsook them. He never abandoned them. He was always with them. Now, how is that not just an incredible promise? It's phenomenal. That is what you receive as part of the promise. The book of Matthew presents how many attitudes? Is it 40, 9, or 16? And technically, it is 9, although there might be some variation. It might be 10, but the real answer is 9. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Very brief teaching. Follow along with it. It's not very complex. Luke chapter 8, verse 16 through 18. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you listen. For to one who has, more will be given, and from one who has not, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away. Like, ow! Okay. First of all, the big teaching here is listening. We just talked yesterday about being present. This is part of that. It's kind of like a part two on that, okay? And by present means be there. When people are talking, listen. Be there and be a part of it. It's very clear that God, by testimony, has given us two ears and one mouth. What does that mean? We should listen twice as much as we talk, which means I do a lot of listening. Sure. Anyway, but my ears are big, so it helps. James 1:19, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear and then slow to speak and slow to anger. It tells us in the scripture by command to be quick to hear, to listen. Now, the difference is hearing is receiving sound decimals and listening is making sense of those sound decimals. So don't just hear, but listen. Make sense of what you're hearing. Make sense of what's being processed. And it's ironic that Jesus said, take care how you listen. When you hear something and it's kingdom, seize it. Hang on to it. Hold it. Don't let it drift away. Because if the enemy has an opportunity to take it away or to befuddle it, that's the first time I've used that word in a long time, to quench it. If he has an opportunity to do that in your life, he will. He's an enemy. He's not your friend. Satan's your enemy. So you got to be aware of that.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our last trivia question. After I give you the trivia question, we'll send you up to the website. Then we'll come back and do history, and then we'll get on with the teaching. Still lots of stuff to cover. Here we go. Here's your trivia question. Listen carefully, please. Referring to the disciple, what was Thomas's other name? Was it Thomas the Train? Was it Didymus? Or was it Felix? Was it the Train, Didymus, or Felix? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Please be aware, we are a 100% nonprofit corporation, and we exist by the donations. And we appreciate the donations, and we only want you to give, though, if your heart is cheerful to give it. We thank everybody for giving. If you can give, great. If you don't want to give, don't. If you don't want to give but you want to, you know, participate, pray for us. But we're looking for people to step up and partner because we need the help. So let's do that. Check it out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
You see, we know what that is.
Right, that's iconic.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that's a lot different, right? Okay, let me redo the trip, and then we'll do our history, okay? So follow along, okay? Here's the truth. Now listen, I mean, the first one, you know the first one's wrong. Just listen to what I'm saying. What was Thomas's other name? The Train. Okay, do you really think Jesus called him the Train? Didymus. Or Felix? How many disciples do you name Felix? Okay. Anyway, besides the cat, if you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Send you up to the – oh, no, we're going to do history. That's right. I did the wrong thing. Let's do the history sound real quickly.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Blue Shirt Day, which works out great for Jacob, but doesn't work out great for David, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, I definitely knew that was Blue Shirt Day today, right?
Yeah. That's good job, buddy.
Definitely wear a blue shirt.
Just didn't
happen
wear
to get
one.
Lucky, you know.
Just happened, right? You just knew ahead of time because you...
Yeah, I definitely knew.
Good job. Today is National Caramel Custard Day. Okay, I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that. And it's also National Family TV Show Day, which I really wish in my heart that they would have regular, better television for families somehow, anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Green Acres.
What's your all-time favorite TV show?
Oh, wow. What a absolutely brilliant question. I would still have to say, going through all of the years, I would still have to say on the early part of my life, Star Trek, the original series was probably... You know, it's just so, you know, so far out there. And I also like Mission Impossible, the show, not the, mm-hmm. the movies. And then I like all kinds of cartoons, so that's a whole separate. I like cartoons that I won't talk about on the show. And then let's see what else. I just like all those. I mean, I like Eureka. I don't know if you ever saw Eureka.
I've heard of it. I've never seen
it,
though.
Great. It's great, but it's goofy. So you have to be aware of that. You know, it's like people are really, so that kind of thing. How about you? What's your favorite?
I have to say The Office.
That is an unbelievably funny show. It's just unbelievably mm-hmm. funny. I love it. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that one. See, if I really went into it, we'd go into Marty Feldman's Comedy Machine, but people don't know about that. We'll just keep on moving. All right, so the other thing on history, now listen to this. This is a brilliant show. Andy Griffith debuted on this day in 1960, but even more important than that, I will say, is 1955 was the debut of Captain Kangaroo. That was the longest running children's show that debuted on CBS. 1955 it was Bob Keeshan as the captain. And if you remember, there was a Hugh Lumpy Branham as Mr. Green Jeans, and then Bunny Rabbit and Mr. Moose. That ran for 29 years. How about that one? That is just classic. I watched all of that when I was growing up. I loved it. Okay. Last another question. So, what was Thomas's other name? The Train. Okay, it's not the Train. Didymus. Okay. And you can also put next to Didymus Twin or Felix. Now, how many of the disciples were named Felix the Cat? Okay, so that's all I got to do the answer. Okay. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I can see that we're going to do a teaching relatively soon on the disciples and their names. I can tell by how people are responding. That's forthcoming, everybody, so get ready. All right, let's go back to the text, though, in the meantime. And this is a part of it that you won't necessarily like. It's not always the funnest thing to teach, but this thing is, in fact, a reality and a difficult reality. And by the way, for those that are looking for a reference point, John 11:16 might help you out. Here we go. This is what it says in verse 28. Dear brothers, dear brothers and sisters, are children of the promise just like Isaac. And we, that's all of us, who are born of the Holy Spirit, are persecuted by those who want us to keep the law, just as Isaac, the child of promise, was persecuted by Ishmael, the son of the slave wife. Here's something you need to know and you should be aware of. And it's ironic because it doesn't really get into the worldly warfare, although you could probably pull that out from the term flesh. But in truth, people that are born of the Holy Spirit, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You can't just be born of a woman. You have to be born of the Spirit. Just look at John chapter 3. It's not an option. People who are born again and people who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, honoring God the Father, yielding and being led by the Holy Spirit of God, those people are persecuted by people who are legalistic, religious. And it doesn't even say whether it's a good religion or a bad religion, because the cult of global warming is its own religion. You're just persecuted by anybody else. Because if you are directed by the Holy Spirit, if you are in love with Jesus and just appreciate everything he's done for you, if you just so honor God the Father because he's been so gracious to you from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, that's how everything goes, from the Father through the Son by the Spirit. If you are just so, oh, yes, 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 you are a target of persecution. And people can ignore it. They can joke about it. You can do whatever you want. But people who are led by the Spirit are persecuted by those who know nothing of God. The truth is that those who are legalistic extremely dislike people who are seeking to walk in fellowship with the Lord, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And the reason is because they don't even know what that is. They're totally tuned out to it. They have not a clue. They think you're just some religious fanatic nut, and all you're trying to do is draw closer to the Lord. And you sit there and you think, all I'm trying to do is draw closer to the Lord. Why are they thinking I'm a religious fanatic nut? Because they don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. They don't have a clue what it's like to sing in worship and say, Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. They're clueless. They think you're a moron. They think you're uneducated. You think the world is flat. You don't know anything about anything. You've never taken a class in your life. This is exactly what they... I know. But here's what you've got to do. You've got to stand firm in your faith. Because there are always going to be people that won't like you. There's always going to be people that are against you. Because Jesus said, if they've done this to me and I'm the master of the household, what are they going to do to the kids? That's you. So think about that. If they treated Jesus the way they treated Jesus, why is it going to be different for you and me? It won't be, because people who are religious, legalistic, and in no connection to God whatsoever will always think of you as a loon. But God will always think of you as his daughters and his sons. So which would you rather have? The worldly who are going to perish think of you as a loon, or God think of you as his child? Okay, I think that's pretty straightforward. Okay, what was Thomas's other name? Was it the train? Was it Didymus, or was it Felix? And the answer is Didymus. It wasn't the train, because that doesn't exist. And Felix was not a disciple, so therefore it's Didymus. Or another name for him could be twin. So if you're getting confused about that, don't be. John 11:16. That's your reference point. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAN. What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people who vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. You guys better get this right, or I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Okay. What was Apollo powerful with? Was it his tent making, his body odor, or his knowledge of Scripture? What was Apollo powerful in? Was it his tent making? Was it his body odor? Or was it in Scripture? What was Apollo powerful in? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So what was Apollo's powerful in? Was it body odor? Okay, come on, body odor. Come on. Tent making, or was he powerful in Scripture? Your reference points, Acts 18:24. You guys let me know what you think. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Last for the best for the last. I don't know if that's true. Here's this last portion of Scripture, though. This is in verse 31. This is the last verse of chapter 4. Then we are going in with Galatians. I mean, Galatians 1 and 2 is super, super cool. 3 and 4 is kind of like positional. But 5 and 6 go back to lights out fantastic crazy. So we're getting ready to do that. But in the meantime, we're in verse 31. It says this, "So, dear brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman obligated to the law. We are children of the free woman, acceptable to God because of our faith." So let's just focus on something. The key component that Abraham had when he engaged with God was he believed God, and it was counted as righteousness by the Lord. I did a whole paper on this, so you have to do papers on this when you're doing your master's. Here's the essence of it. It wasn't the elements of his best behavior, since he is the forerunner of trying to fulfill the promise of God on his own. Okay, so we can already go, that produced Ishmael. That wasn't good. Right. It wasn't earnest, and it certainly wasn't entirely honest, when he was trying to pull himself off as a brother. Yes, I know he was a half-brother. I got it. But he was really making the situation favorable for him so he wouldn't get killed, right? It wasn't his finest moment. Abraham didn't do everything perfect. And just for a point of fact, you know what he didn't have? He didn't even have a Bible. What? He didn't have a Bible? No, there was no Bible. There's no law. There's nothing. But you know what he had? He had a persuasion about God. He had faith that God was faithful. Because of that faith, he found favor with God. Now, I want you to look back at this passage. Well, I'm going to go over it again, and then I'm going to bring in a few other verses, but just think of the simplicity. Instead of making this complex, keep it easy. So, dear brothers and sisters, we're not children of the slave woman obligated to the law. We are children of the free woman, acceptable to God because of our faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And every one of us who's a genuine Christian always wonders, what can I do, Lord, better or more effectively to honor you? And I'm telling you right now, whether you like this answer or not, the answer is going to be have more faith in God. Now, I told you about my dream. I'll tell you about it again. It's a great dream where Billy, Bruce, and Larry and I were at Hobo Joe's. In my dream, and so in Hobo Joe's back in the day, they had this little, this little tag inside the menu, today's special. And I had gone to bed and asked God, you know, what do I need? You know, what am I lacking? That was my prayer. And in the dream, we were all sitting at the restaurant, and I opened up my menu, and it said, "Here's what you're lacking, Dave. Today's special," is what it said. "Here's what you're lacking, Dave, and just what you need." And then you flip the little thing up, and it said, "More faith." Now, I'm an idiot, so that part's okay, because that's how you got to tell me. God has to emblazon it in my brain. But the reality is, faith pleases God. And you and I, through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, have become acceptable to God through faith. In other words, God gives it by grace. We receive it by faith. Jesus lives in your heart by faith. The Holy Spirit actually lives inside of you. You're the temple. But Jesus lives in your heart by faith. So we are connected to Abraham. It was by his faith that he was accepted by God. And through Jesus Christ and his redemptive work, that's why we're accepted by God. And it's what connects us to Abraham. And God loved Abraham, because Abraham believed. And that faith is really what the whole book of Galatians is about. And by the way, the whole book of Romans. And people are like, oh, I love Romans. Yeah? Well, it's based on the fact that Abraham had faith and that God would not count against him his unrighteousness. Specifically, it speaks that of David, but it shows you how David and Abraham were connected. All I'm trying to get you to do is see the power of the simple. Okay? Faith pleases the Lord. What you going through? Is it hard? Okay, I appreciate that. I respect that in the sense that I know things aren't easy. I don't go through everything that's easy. And sometimes I look up at the Lord, and I do. I don't care what you got. I know you guys. I do this too. I go, really? One of my favorite lines. It's like my favorite non-prayer prayers. Really? I mean, that's my, it's just like, because I don't get it, right? And what I need is more faith. Because that pleases God. It makes me acceptable. You're thinking, but this situation is so, what, impossible that it would only take a miracle so it could come about? Do you want to do miracles in your life? Well, you better have a little more faith going on, because last time I checked, Jesus didn't do a lot of miracles in his hometown because the people didn't believe. See? See how it goes back to that? It's not your responsibility to produce it, but it's your responsibility to believe it. And that's just you saying God can. Yes, he can. And it only takes a moment for a miracle. And you can have somebody in your life that's so far distant, you just don't see it ever changing. Only takes a moment. But you work it by faith. Oh, that's a good way to say it. You work it by faith. Oh, that's a good one. I didn't mean work it. I mean, oh, never mind. You know what I'm saying. All right. Trivia question. What was Apollo powerful in? Was it tent making, body odor, or in scripture? I think we all know it wasn't body odor that we know of. It wasn't tent making because he wasn't a tent maker. So it was in scripture. That's what Acts 18:24. He was powerful in scripture. Get it? That was a fun one. All right. Excellent job today, Jacob. Big props to you. Ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen, or ladies and germs, we're taking our break. Come back tomorrow. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break. Talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.